Hi, this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. It's a pleasure to have my good friend, Mr. Jeff Basil, Flowers of the Good Earth, with me. And I turned the calendar, and it's Valentine's Day in just a few days, Jeff Basil. I can't believe it happened that quickly. Are you ready?
Well, yeah, we've been working on this for the last month and a half. Oddly enough, due to the way the industry goes, and flowers are a commodity just like soybeans and corn, we had to purchase our flowers right in the midst of Christmas.
The order
was due the day after Christmas. And so to assure to get the best price for our customers, we had to book, 2 months out.
Right.
And so we've been working on it a long time.
So tell me this, as we look to a Valentine's Day on a Sunday, does that make things a little more challenging? Because I'm assuming lots of your business is delivering to offices and delivering, to people while they're at work in a normal year.
Yes, it sure is, and it tends to be a man's holiday,
right,
meaning the primary customer ordering for someone else is male.
Right.
Not always, but that is the generality.
Mm-hmm.
And as we all know, I could say this because they have one, men kind of put things off to the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
So if their sweetheart or their wife is not going to be at work over the weekend, and they want it delivered at work, which they typically do,
mm-hmm,
as a surprise.
Right.
Those are going to all need to go out on Friday rather than Saturday, mm-hmm, or Sunday. So it's good in a way. It divides our delivery up a little, but it, mm-hmm, also makes Friday be a very heated day.
Yeah, and as you know, I mean, there were a few years back in my history that I loved working Valentine's Day at the Good Earth. I thought that was just the coolest thing ever, but
and you were good at it too.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's the case or not. But anyway, here's the thing, when you say it's a man's holiday, the other thing that makes it kind of a man's holiday is sometimes those guys want to send the biggest bouquet to wife, girlfriend, fiance, whoever, at whatever business, so it gets a little competitive as well, don't you think, Jeff?
Yes, absolutely. That's what else makes it a man's holiday.
Right, right.
You need a real need to show that you love more than somebody else.
Right, well, and here's the thing. Let's talk just a little bit, Jeff, about, and I know from years past, that there would be folks call in and they would say, oh, don't worry about, they'll know who sent this. Or they don't, just put some cute little name on the card. But you know what? I kind of have this feeling. I had it years ago and I still have it. If you love somebody enough to send them flowers on Valentine's Day, love somebody enough to sign the card. Because we live in scary times, I mean, the world is a little different.
Connie, I can tell you this is my 42nd year in the floral business.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, after 42 very long years, that a blank card can be scary. We all see things differently. And,
mm-hmm,
what's funny to one person is not funny to another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I can tell you from experience, every time we would send something out with no signature on it, we would have a call within minutes of it being delivered. Who, mm-hmm, sent this? I don't know who this,
mm-hmm,
is from. And they weren't laughing when,
right,
those calls come in.
Right.
So we just continued doing
it. Right.
I just don't think it's good policy.
Well,
and if you've been married 35 years, this is what guys tell me when I take an order like that. Well, we've been married 35 years. If she doesn't know who it is, she doesn't know if her girlfriend sent it to her.
Right.
If her son sent it to her. She has no idea.
Well, yeah.
And it just turned into trouble for everyone.
Well, knowing that, let's talk about the time it takes your employee to answer that phone call and to try to decipher this out, you know, without hurting anybody's feelings, because that's time away from another order you have. But
that's
then
correct.
Let's think about
to go through by hand 1,500 orders.
Right.
That's a lot of time.
That's a lot of time. And the other thing, as we've talked about a little bit before we got on air, in this day and age, people are like, it could be a girlfriend sending flowers to a friend who they haven't seen since last year because of COVID-19. It could be
somebody
sending flowers just because we're all stuck in this bubble right now. So it's nice to know who sent them. It's nice to know your thought about. And so this year, probably as much as any year, you know, step to the plate, sign your name, take credit for being a good friend or a good husband or a good partner, whatever. Do that because it kind of keeps everything right. Tell me, you were saying something earlier on in our conversation that you have seen a spike in business just because people are sending flowers. Just because. Help us understand
that phrase. Well, that has become one of the more popular signatures.
Okay.
Signature lines to a card, just because.
Okay.
There are a lot of people depressed right now.
Mm-hmm.
We can't see each other. We can't get out all like we were used to doing.
Right.
And in that adjustment, I have seen that a lot of people are, even this year, we already have about 150 orders in.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as the orders come in and you're typing up the cards, you see what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing a lot of just because, wish I could see you, and they're not sending them necessarily to wives or girlfriends. They're sending them to grandma,
mm-hmm.
who's in a nursing home. They're sending them just to people, good friends, because we can't see each other like we
can. Right.
So
right.
I've seen a very sharp increase in things like that.
Well, tell me this. So we talk about a Valentine's Day on a weekend, and then we talk about the COVID measures you have to go through. What does that do? How many delivery drivers, and what does that do? You know, there's a really good chance you won't catch people at home on Sundays. Am I right?
Exactly. Sunday is the worst day. Even if we did deliveries on Sunday, Sunday is the worst possible time to catch someone home.
Okay.
They either go to church. Your normal 8-hour delivery day is cut down to about 4 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're at church. They've gone out to eat. They've gone to the store. That's when people work all week long.
Mm-hmm.
They don't tend to be home on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So we're recommending that, you know, we have something that we call the Gold Star system.
Okay.
And if you call 2, 3, 4 days in advance, mm-hmm. and we take care of everything then, you won't have to wait in a line to telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually put a Gold Star on that order. And the delivery people know that goes in the first run of that day. And so the early bird catches the worm, and, you know, we treat everybody absolutely the same. But those orders that come in a timely manner are the first ones served.
Okay.
First come, first served.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
If somebody calls at 3:30 and needs it delivered by 4 o'clock, don't be angry that it can't happen, because
right. We
can potentially have 6 drivers out at one time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We serve at a very large area.
Right.
And because of that, it just takes time.
Right. And do you think lots of times, and I've seen this happen, I've dealt with customers who would call you and say, well, I saw this arrangement and I want this arrangement to be just like what I saw on some ad or some something, instead of trusting you, who have been in the business for 42 years, to create something beautiful. And just, is that just craziness? I mean, you're
I have, I personally have won 129 international design awards.
Right.
I'm not bragging. I'm telling you the fact.
Right.
And it's a bit like going to an artist with a paint-by-number kit that
right.
you bought at the hobby store for $9.99 and asking them to paint you a picture.
Yeah.
God didn't make flowers arranged the way that some of those internet pieces are.
Right.
If you look closely, they're simply Photoshop.
Right.
And a stem of daisies does not come with one daisy over here and one over mm-hmm. there and one on the back. That's not the way that plants
right.
grow. And so you are far better off, especially at our store, to call and say, I'd like to spend $30, $40, $50, and she likes purple.
Right.
Something like that.
Right.
You, I guarantee you, you will get something great that 20% of the piece is not taken out in, or 20% of the money is not taken out in national advertising.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that is pretty much true of every florist around the country.
I think so, because, you know, like, oh gosh, you know, I've been around you for years, and I've always felt like, you know, if I call you and I say, this is what I think I need, just do something. I tell you the situation and it happens. And I know from my years past, you know, doing the flower shop thing with you guys there in Bremen, it was so frustrating because I knew you had all these beautiful flowers in the cases. I knew you would create something great. And I was like wasting time talking to somebody about some arrangement that would be 10 times more beautiful if they'd have just let me written it up, gotten it done, and moved on to the next customer. And that, I think, is so, you know, I think people just need to trust. You know, it's Valentine's Day. We want to do this just because we're missing someone, or we want to show our girlfriend that we love them dearly. And a florist is that person that you need to be able to trust and say, just make this person smile, don't you think?
That's right. Well, and as we have talked on previous programs before, ordering off the internet does not tell you that is your value. I am a big believer, if somebody orders $35 worth of flowers, they should get $35
mm-hmm.
worth of flowers.
Right.
Not $18 worth of flowers and the rest in advertising and a glitzy
mm-hmm.
ad on the internet.
Right, right.
And I can, we just did the figures on that. Last year in our store, we processed over 30,000 orders
mm-hmm.
in our store.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of orders.
That's a ton of orders.
We
yeah.
had one complaint, and it was a legitimate complaint,
mm-hmm.
one complaint about something that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And what it simply was, when the flowers came in to us, they were not as fresh as they should have been.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
We
right.
did approximately 60% were internet paint by number, is what we call the
mm-hmm.
piece. And we had over 200 complaints on those.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them was, I paid $120 for this on the internet, and this looks like a $40 arrangement.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? It was a $40 arrangement.
Right.
Because they kept $80. They charged $29.95 for same-day
right.
delivery, and we get not even a portion of that.
Right.
We get 0%.
Right.
And
right.
we're just one doing the piece.
Right.
All the rest of it goes to, and once again, in this time of being all American,
right,
most of that money goes overseas to the internet company,
right, right,
and not to the person. So We received the order at $40, so it goes out looking like a $40 arrangement.
Exactly. Sure. And you know, I think that's the most important thing that we try to do with this farm page is we try to get people to understand the ability to shop local is very much a value, and it's very much a privilege to be able to do that. So I think that's the thing. We even want to carry, we talked about this at Christmas. We want to carry this through at Valentine's Day. Call local. And like 42 years in the business tells me that you've done a few things right along the way. Wouldn't
right,
you say?
Right.
I mean, so when we think about that, we think about that local Valentine's Day, you know, the economy that turns in those local businesses is good for all of us. Tell me, Jeff, what's your prediction or what are people, is it still going to be a lot of roses on Valentine's Day?
Oh, sure. I mean, we have hundreds and hundreds of dozens ordered.
Okay.
28 boxes of roses.
Wow.
And that's the classic because that's what everybody knows. Okay. I would give, when I take an order from somebody, if they say, you know, everything's about a dozen red roses.
Mm-hmm.
And roses have a shorter shelf life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I suggest to them that they get a combination of roses and some other flowers mm-hmm. added to it. Not only does it brighten up the bouquet, but it also, we make a point of putting some much longer lasting things mm-hmm. so that after 4, 5, 6 days, the roses start going down. They can pull it out and they still have things that will look nice for a week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And I love that because it just extends the life of that arrangement, you know, and I'm all about, as you know, I love like blooming planters. I love little gardens. I love all that kind of fun stuff. Will you all be open? Tell me what your hours are going to be like on Valentine's Day. Will the store itself be open for that cash and carry
event? Store, for cash and carry on Valentine's Day, we are going to be open from 10 until 5.
Okay.
And we are only doing limited deliveries on Sunday because, as we talked about, it's so difficult to catch people.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also use Sunday as a catch-up day.
Okay.
To get certain things that we've missed, somebody that's not been home.
Yep.
We'll use that for that. But
okay.
We intend to have plenty of stock. We have beautiful blooming gardens. All different types of blooming plants. It'll last for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can even be planted outside to come back year after year.
Great.
It's become a real popular thing.
Yeah.
So, but I intend to have things available. But let's all remember, it's coming up. You started this program saying, oh, the time flew. Yes, it has.
It has.
And so let's try and remember and do it a little sooner than later.
Right.
And we can service you in our best possible.
Yeah. So, Jeff, help our customers or our listeners understand here, your customers understand, where can they call? Give us the phone number.
Flowers of the Good Earth, 740-689-9061. We have 5 lines.
Okay.
You might say, I don't believe in putting people on hold, but if you call Valentine's Day, you'll probably get put on hold because we take them as they come, as I said.
Yeah.
We're on 158, right at the Lancaster city limit, directly across from Claypool Electric. Everybody knows where that is.
Exactly.
And
we'll
help you to the best of our ability.
Great. And it's always a pleasure, Jeff, to have you on, you know, the 88.9 WLRY farm page. I hope I can get you back on as we start into gardening season, because I really think gardening is going to be something. If we're all still working from home, we're going to want to be out digging in the dirt and doing good things there, too. Happy Valentine's Day, my friend. Survive number 42.
Yeah.
Survive number 42. Yeah. Well, bless your heart. Don't forget, my good friend Jeff Basil, Flowers of the Good Earth, 6 8 help me out, Jeff.
689-9061.
Perfect. Be sure and give him a call. If you're hearing this on Saturday morning, you better get on the phone on Monday, February the 8th, to get in the Gold Star system at Flowers of the
they
Good
Earth. They can also just Google it and send an order via the internet, but be warned. We will shut the internet down on Friday evening because of the high impact of orders, and people send something at 4 o'clock and ask for it the same day. That's asking a little too much of anyone.
You can't do it. Absolutely. Good friend, special guest, Jeff Basil, Flowers of the Good Earth. Happy Valentine's Day. Take care of you, my friend.
You too.